Welcome to the very first episode of the music podcast that we have yet to name. We're here with Chris Scalia and Andrew Berkman and me, Sean Castantine. So, what's on the agenda today, fellas? What are we talking about?
Music.
Yes.
That's right. Hence the name, the music podcast. So I think more specifically, we talked about your top five favorite albums. So, who would like to start us off?
I think you should.
Yes, right. Please.
We should go around saying our like fifth, fourth,
sure.
Third.
Oh, okay.
That's actually really fun.
Right. I'm gonna pause the music.
Yes, please.
The music
do.
Is paused. That's good. Okay. All right. So, all right, fellas, we've talked about this for a long time. Me and Chris have.
Yes.
And it's happening. It's happening.
I'm brand new.
And we have. That's right. That's right. Andrew's the first, you know, maybe he'll become a regular, but we
that'd be cool.
Starting off strong with a nice guest. He's in my geometry class. He's a big geometry guy.
You suck at geometry.
Geometry wizard.
Oh, we're all in the same geometry class, actually.
We are, yeah. But I'm at home.
That's right. All right, we have a solid 2 minutes of bloopers behind us. It's 10 o'clock at night. I don't see anything that could go wrong. So,
all right.
I'll get us started here. All right.
Go ahead.
At number five, you know, a lot of people, I think especially Chris, would disagree with me here. But I think this is probably my favorite Kanye album. It's Graduation.
Oh.
I think it has the most enjoyable songs on it. I don't know. Chris, you're a big Kanye guy. What do you think?
I am. It's not my favorite Kanye album, but it's a very respectable album.
Where would you say, where does that rank in your Kanye albums?
Probably five or six.
All right. Five or six out of what? Like
out of, I think he has nine. Nine and Kid See Ghosts.
Yeah. That one with Kid Cudi.
Kid Cudi, yeah.
That one.
Well, I mean, it's kind of, you know, I don't want to say it's an afterthought, you know. I think Fantano gave a perfect rating, but like, you know, 10 out of 10. You know, Fantano is not what I would consider to be a musical guide, but he has strong opinions. All right.
Yeah.
All right.
Number five. Who wants to go next?
No, let's say your favorite song of the album.
Favorite song of the album? Okay. It'd have to be either Everything I Am, Homecoming.
No. You only get one.
Well,
go top right. three.
Okay.
No,
okay.
One.
All right. I'll go top
get
three.
One.
Let's take a look. Damn. All right. No, it'll come down to my it'll come down to my number one.
All right.
So I think probably Everything I Am, number three. Oh, I don't know, man. This is tough. I'm not gonna lie.
You could give us a tie for two.
Okay.
Yeah, sure.
Okay. All right. Everything I Am, and then probably there's so many good ones. I don't know. Everything I Am, Barry Bonds, and then tie for number one. I have a three-way tie. Champion, Good Morning, and Homecoming, of course.
Great songs.
Oh, yeah.
Homecoming has a very interesting aspect to it, in my opinion. That's like he talk, when he says, it sounds like Wendy, right? Like W-E-N-D-Y. He says Windy, as in the Windy City, which I didn't know until recently.
Yeah.
As in Chicago, if you didn't know. All right. Who's next?
I'll go ahead.
All right, Andrew, let's hear it.
So I'm less of a rap, more hip hop. So my number five is Flower Boy by Tyler the Creator. You know, I feel like there are very few skips in that album.
That's fair.
There are some.
Yeah. I haven't listened to a whole lot of Tyler.
I enjoy Tyler.
Yeah.
And my favorite song, absolutely Glitter. It's
nice.
Just a perfect song. Makes me very happy.
Well.
Chris, what do you? Chris, I don't know if you're a big Tyler the Creator guy.
I've listened to like one or two of his songs. I don't know a lot about him, but he's pretty good, so I probably should start listening to him a little bit more.
Yeah. No, I mean, I'll give this to him. A lot, almost all the songs I've listened to, I have not like disliked. You know, like they've all been either quality or very, very good. And I don't know. I haven't listened to his older stuff. Andrew, I'm sure you've listened to like Wolf and Wolf and Goblin and Cherry Bomb.
I mean, people say that like, oh, his old albums are better. but he's just gotten better as he's kind of progressed.
Yeah, I get that. It, recently, he's caught some heat for like some like one line in Goblin. I think the song is looking at it now. Well, we don't have to bring it up, but
yeah, we don't have enough time for that.
I'm sure everyone knows what it was and what and the issue that cancel culture took with it. But
yeah, but he didn't care.
All right, Chris, let's hear it.
Yeah, I also have a Kanye album. At 5, I've got The College Dropout. All right.
Can't say I'm surprised.
Yeah. And I mean, it's probably my second favorite Kanye album. And
So you're saying we'll see another?
We will see another.
Oh yeah. Oh
yeah, Sean. I'm 100%.
I'm surprised. yeah, no, I know what his number one is. I'm surprised we don't see more than two on Chris's top five list, because I know when we've talked about this, like, your favorite musician of all time.
He is. He's definitely. He's probably number one. I think my favorite songs are "Family Business," "Two Words," and it's hard to pick for number one. Maybe "Through the Wire,"
I think,
or "Jesus Walks." There's just
"Family Business" is like around like Thanksgiving and Christmas. Thanksgiving and Christmas.
Yeah,
I think he that's like kind of what the whole thing's about. But it's
lovely.
It's a good one.
All right,
All right. Number four. This is I don't know if a lot of people know about this one, because I kind of just recently gave it another listen. I listened to it back when it came out in 2018, I believe. Let me just double check. Yeah, 2018. I can't have it number four on my list and be wrong about that, but 2018, and it is "Care for Me" by Saba. And I think Saba is a very underrated artist in terms of just everything. Like that, and then Bucket List Project. He was doing something really good with that when he dropped that in 2016. I didn't listen to it until 2020, and I didn't listen to this again until 2020, but I think it's got some very good songs on it. And let's see. My favorite
for the fans. They can take a listen.
Probably no listeners out there talking to the void of Spotify. It's all right though. Top three would have to go.
No. We're only doing top one.
We only do top one. All right. Favorite song, definitely "Calligraphy."
Calligraphy.
But it's a close second with "Heaven All Around Me," which is like the final one of the album. So yeah, that is that's kind of a sleeper pick. I don't hear many people talking about
sleeper pick.
Most definitely should be talking about more.
Very underrated.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So
all right,
my number four is also "Graduation" by Kanye West.
All right.
I really enjoy the album. Kanye has a lot of good albums, but personally, I just feel like this has a lot of bangers.
That's one way to put it for sure.
At one point, I woke up to "Good Morning" every morning as my alarm.
That's a, it makes sense.
But it doesn't make sense. But I kind of got sick of it after quite a while.
I remember when I was young, I saw a video. I mean, younger. I saw a video of a dog like peeking its head through a window, and it had "Good Morning" playing over it, and I was like.
It's a very wholesome song.
It is. And that was my earliest exposure to Kanye.
Yeah.
I always like before I got into music, I was hearing Kanye's Kanye West. I knew him as Kim Kardashian's. Not that I followed the Kardashians, but obviously.
Also, prayers out to Kanye.
Yes. Going through a tough time.
prayers out to Kanye. Absolutely going through a tough time.
My favorite song.
I'm
gonna say it's a tie between "Can't Tell Me Nothing" and "I Wonder." Two lovely samples.
Yeah. "I Wonder" is the first piano song I ever learned.
Just very beautiful music.
Absolutely.
All right, Chris, let's hear it. Before Chris shares his number four, I know Chris's music taste pretty well, I like to think. I have no idea what's coming for 4, 3, and 2.
Were you expecting 5 to be Kanye?
I'm not gonna lie. I was expecting 3 out of 5 to be Kanye. I know what one is.
Okay.
I figured 5 would be Kanye. I don't know what 4, 3, and 2 is if they're not Kanye. So
yeah.
All right, go ahead.
4. I have "Mad Villainy" by MF Doom. It's rest in peace. Yes.
Rest in peace. That is
I mean
that is a
fantastic album. It's very good. And there are a lot of great songs on here. I think I have to say my favorite is Fancy Clown though. Featuring Victor Vaughn.
All right.
We really do love Victor.
it's got some good guitar riffs. I always love, as someone who plays guitar, like it's to appreciate the instrumentals, you know. So it makes like Kanye and like Kanye, MF Doom, those guys so much more enjoyable in my opinion.
Yeah.
All right.
Sean.
All right, number three. At number three, I have Swimming by Mac Miller. One of my all-time favorite albums. It came down to this, and the next two albums that come after this is like just astronomically good albums, like just all-time favorites. But Swimming is definitely up there with some of my favorites of all time. And rest in peace, Mac Miller. But I think there's not too much, like it's just a good sounding album. I don't really know like how else to describe it. Kinda,
it has it's a just lot got of good a songs.
Good balance of a lot of very quality songs. Favorite song off of that, definitely So It Goes. I think it's very underrated. It's got one of the least streams on the album, but all these songs are so good. I actually got it on vinyl.
For oh wow! Songs.
Yeah,
that's pretty cool. Yeah.
All right, fellas.
All right.
Andrew?
My number three. Definitely more of a mix of rap and pop, but it does have some rap. Is Chanel Orange by Frank Ocean. Very classic.
Frank Ocean. Knew it was coming.
Yeah, yeah.
Many of the songs are pretty poppy, but my favorite one is Super Rich Kids featuring Earl Sweatshirt. And it's definitely more of a rap, lyrical song. And I really just like...
Yeah.
The lyrics and just the nice beat behind it.
Mm-hmm. So I never really like got into Frank Ocean, but like Chanel Orange and then Chanel. Oh no, never mind. Chanel's not an album. My fault. But all right, yeah, I haven't listened to it. I gotta start listening to Frank Ocean though. I hear very good things about it. Let's talk about Earl Sweatshirt for a second. Do you guys like listen to Earl Sweatshirt?
No, I don't.
I listened to it.
I've listened, but
I think the best way to describe it,
it's kind of tough to listen.
An acquired taste.
Yeah, definitely.
And I guess a lot of people.
Yeah,
like
I respect.
I don't. I don't personally know what's appealing about it.
I'm not a huge fan.
Yeah, it's just I don't know. It's just I guess some people appreciate like the offbeat kind of.
Yeah, kind of funky music. Does,
but yeah. All right, Chris, let's go.
For number three, I've got Man on the Moon. I think.
Oh, yes.
All right. The original.
Yes. It's my favorite of the three. And I think some of my favorite songs, Soundtrack to My Life, Solo Dolo, and My World, which is one of my favorite songs on the album. It's super underrated, I think. Yeah.
All right. Yeah, I only recently got into Kid Cudi. But with the third album, I listened to that all the way through. I haven't, you know, I got to listen to like 1, 2, and 3. I feel like listening to them in succession. I love those kinds of albums. Yeah. Where it's like a whole like thing, you know? All right. So number two, I put Coloring Book by Chance the Rapper.
Oh, nice. Yeah.
And that is just one of, like, again, kind of like Swimming. I don't really know how to describe it other than like just a really, really quality album. And I think one thing that like separates it is it completely like for me anyways, when I think of like 2016,
it's still the year
for me. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? You know how like there are some of those songs.
Absolutely.
Right? Or some of those albums. But I just remember 2016, I you know, I was kinda like a little younger. And then like 2017, I started to like make my own like musical choice. Like I was getting into my own stuff, you know? And then, so I just, this is just one of the first ones I listened to. And it's just such a good album.
It is a good album.
Yeah. Some of my favorite songs, Angel. I think it has a nice balance of like songs like Angels featuring Saba. I love Saba. I said that before, but that Same Drugs, Blessings, all those good quality album. I recommend everyone here listens. All right,
All
Andrew.
right. So my number two relating to Chris is Man on the Moon, but it's the newest one, which personally I really enjoyed. And I feel like Sean told me this before. A lot of people feel like they have to wait out for the album and kind of let it marinate. But I just feel like there's no point in that. And it's just such a vibrant album.
Yeah, we were talking about this before. Like, most albums aren't considered like a great album, like one of your favorite albums ever, until like after a while, you know, like you let it sit a little. I mean, hey, if it works for you, I can definitely attest to some albums that I think like are some of my favorites ever that are pretty recent. I mean, like Swimming was 2018,
Whole Lotta Ride Only.
Oh yeah, absolute classic.
Yeah, that video. Have you seen the video of the guy in Paris? He's like, "You know, my twin's about to deliver a classic."
Yeah, my favorite songs. Oh, very difficult, but I love The Void. It definitely gets better towards the end. And the last song, Lord I Know, it just you ascend.
Yes,
almost. Yeah. So good.
Ascension. I talked to a lot of people about it. A lot of people did not
I heard some negative things.
Yeah, I liked it. I enjoyed it. I enjoyed it. I think what a lot of people said was like the second half is really good.
I agree on that. Yeah.
And then like the first half kind of drags it down. Personally, I enjoyed all of it. So I don't know what they're talking
a
about.
Lot of people said like, oh, it's not old Cudi, but it's new Cudi.
Yeah, exactly. There's nothing wrong with that. And like, you hear, I was watching an interview about how, like he was talking with, like, Travis Scott, and Travis Scott was like, yeah, like I like your music. You're a big inspiration. He was like, oh, okay. Like, Travis Scott likes my music, so he's doing something.
Yeah.
So, I mean, there's nothing wrong with him just becoming, like, a new artist.
Yeah. All right, Chris.
So, for my number two, I have an absolute classic, 2014 Forest Hills Drive. It's, it's my favorite J. Cole album. I'm starting to listen to more music and not just like listening to whatever was on the radio. That was really like like one of the first albums I listened to. So yeah, it's super nostalgic. My song is 03 Adolescence, but I really like Love You and January 28th. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's another one that like balances like the chill ones, like January 28th, Love Yours.
Definitely.
And then songs like 03 Adolescence, Fire Squad,
DOMD. Yeah, much more like,
that's just a classic album. All right.
Hey, Sean.
So
number one,
like the J. Cole trend. I didn't have J. Cole in any of my other top five spots, even though he is one of my favorites of all time. I don't know. Number one, Chris probably knows what this is, For Your Eyes Only by J. Cole. I've said it before. I'm saying it now. My favorite album of all time. I think Ville Mentality is one of the greatest songs ever recorded. I am a huge fan of For Your Eyes Only. I like what he did with like the storytelling aspect of telling it from his friend's perspective and then like becoming more of like a family guy.
Family guy.
Cash like catching up to him. Well, you know what I'm talking about. You know what I'm talking about. And it's like I really like the dynamic that like he did with it. Not to sound too like not to analyze it too much. I think it's just a great album.
It is.
Yeah.
All right, Andy. All
right. Number one spot goes to Igor by Tyler the Creator. He had my number five spot. He gets my number one spot. It's his new music, but it's still so good. And he's also, I believe, coming out with a new one this year.
Which is really
exciting for me.
Yeah.
But just no skips. And it does tell a story. And the transitions between the songs, just so nice. Listen to it in order. No bad songs.
Yeah, I love whenever albums can do
that. Yeah, like flow. Transition. Yeah.
The only thing is then, like, when you hear it out of, like, in a playlist or something, it sounds kind of weird.
And then there are just, like, so many little details that just make it so good.
Yeah.
And right now my favorite song is Igor's Theme. So good.
All right.
And before, when I first listened to it, it was Gone, Gone, Thank You. It's also a very good song. More of a chill, laid-back one. But it's just such a great album.
Yeah.
Nice. All right. Yeah. I got to give that one a listen. I haven't listened to that one all the way through.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've listened to a couple songs. I don't think I ever, like, sat down and, like, really listened to it, though.
Yeah. This is kind of weird. I wonder if you know, as we say these, I'm, like, pulling these up on Spotify and, like, looking at them. So for some reason, fourth song, Exactly What You Run From, You End Up Chasing, has only 7,500 streams. Everything else is in the, like,
yeah, you don't know why? Minutes. Because that's more of a filler. It's 14-second song.
I didn't
so,
look,
yeah,
at that.
Like, yeah,
I didn't,
yeah,
look at that. No one's looking at that and saying, I'm going to add that to my playlist.
Yeah,
of
that
fillers.
Might be why.
All right.
Yes,
Chris, your number one
Mr.
spot.
Sean, I know that you know what's coming.
I know
My
exactly
Beautiful
what's
Dark
coming.
My favorite Kanye album. My favorite classic album in general. My favorite album by my favorite artist. I don't think there's any skips on there. It flows together really nice. Yeah. Some of my favorite songs: Runaway, of course, Devil in a New Dress, Dark Fantasy, Gorgeous.
Right.
And really every song on there. But yeah.
Yeah. This is just, and I everyone knows, like the whole, like, Taylor Swift debacle.
Yeah.
And I was watching, like, some Genius video about it, like, how that incident gave us, like, one of the greatest like albums of all time. It is just, yeah, it is a great album. I can attest to that.
I can.
And I wasn't a big Kanye fan until you told me to listen to him. So props to you, Chris, putting me onto some new music. All right. So that's everyone's top five. Like 22 minutes of good discussion.
And 2 minutes.
Should I include
the
2 minutes of bloopers we got at the beginning of Chris trying to figure out the Anchor app? Might as well just keep it in. All right. I guess we'll close out with some Low and Slow by Boney James. All right. Thank you so much for listening.
I'm sure you enjoyed it a lot.
To the very first episode of the music podcast that we have yet to come up with a name for.
I think you mean Six Ears.
No. Nope, we don't need to get into specifics here. Maybe one day we'll come up with a name, but it definitely will not be what you're thinking. All right. Thank you so much for listening. Make sure to tune in next time. All right. Stay safe, everyone.